Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Offerings of the Lord. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Hallelujah. Now go back to Luke, please. Of course, you remember Luke's in the New Testament, right? Luke. Thank you, Lord, for helping us today. Luke 20. Luke 20, verse 22. Some individuals had come and were trying to trick Jesus. And they asked him a question in Luke 20, verse 22. Is it lawful for us to give tribute to Caesar or no? But he perceived their craftiness and said to them, why tempt you me? Show me a penny, show me a coin. Whose image and superscription hath it? They answered and said, Caesar's. Let's just stop right here. If we pulled out our money right now, what does it say on it? Got pictures of U.S. presidents and, you know, buildings and that kind of thing. Well, then that's why we pay taxes too.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, sir.
He said, verse 25, you know, let me just stop right here. You know, don't curse your taxes.
Amen.
Bless them.
Yes.
Don't resent it. Just believe God to be so blessed, you don't even miss it. That was a little weak. I said, let's believe God to be so blessed, we don't even miss it. And some people say, yeah, but you know, some of those guys waste so much money. I know it. That's somebody else's money. That's not ours. Ours goes to the good stuff, right? The stuff that's wasted, that can be people that don't care, that fuss about their tax. But no, we bring ours willingly. I'm thankful to live in a free nation.
Yes.
I'm thankful to live in a prosperous nation.
Yes.
I'm thankful to have a strong military to help protect us.
Yes.
I'm thankful for all these things, right? And it costs money.
Yes.
It costs money. Who's going to pay for it? Well, we do our part.
Yes.
And let's believe God to be so blessed that our part's a big part.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. And not curse it, not fuss about it. Just have so much you don't even miss it.
Amen.
Doesn't even matter. Right? He said, render to Caesar the things which be Caesar's. Did Caesar believe that part of that money was his?
Yes.
Was he confused about it?
No.
Does the IRS believe that part of your money is theirs?
Yes.
Are they ambiguous about it?
Yes.
Are they confused about it? Do they tell you, well, no, you just keep it this year. You keep that for 10 years. That's really yours. We just, no, they are fully convinced. It's theirs. Right? That portion is theirs. They'll send you to jail over it. Right? They'll garnish your wages. They'll do all kind of stuff. Why? Because it's theirs. No ifs, ands, and buts about it. And Jesus, now remember who's talking here, don't you? Jesus mentions these two in virtually the same breath. He said, so you render to Caesar, to the government, the things that are the government's and this is another category now, and to God, the things that are God's. Is that right? Well, what things are God's? Does God have a portion? Is there something that belongs to him? Well, you got two sources for beliefs and all these things. You got what people believe and their opinions and traditions, and then you got the Word.
Yeah.
Does the Word tell us that a portion belongs to him?
Yes.
We're seeing something. One part of it today says the tenth is the Lord's. It belongs to him. It's holy to him. Now, there's something else I wanted you to look at while we were looking at this. In the 11th chapter, while you're here in Luke, just flip back a couple of pages to the 11th chapter. Let me read you the New Living on that verse we just read. He said, give to Caesar what belongs to him. But everything that belongs to God must be given to God. What belongs to him? I know I keep asking the same question, but you do realize that there are millions of Christians who are confused about this. It's not settled with them at all. Millions and millions of Christians are not tithers. People like to pretend they are, but they're not. And there's a whole lot of Christians that are like Phyllis and I used to be. Thank God, not recently, but in the early part of our Christianity, we tithed kinda. Kinda, sorta, sometime. When we could afford to. Now don't raise your hand, just look straight ahead. Somebody said, what happened? Well, I got it settled, and we got it settled that the tithe was not ours.
Amen.
To do anything with.
That's
right. I said, well, I can't afford to tithe. Well, here's what you said. And don't misunderstand, I did this. I know what I'm talking about. We were so tight, you know, and that 10% just looked like, well, man, I got to have that. I got to have that to pay my bills. I got to have that to do this. So what are we saying? If the tithe is the Lord's, what am I saying? There are numerous times we took that, we didn't give it to the Lord, we spent it on bills, we spent it on groceries, we spent it on gas money. What are we saying? If it's the tithe, then whose is it? If it's really His, then what am I saying? Lord, I don't have enough to do what I need to do. So what I'm going to do, if you want to be nice about it, not say you're stealing it, if you'll say, well, Lord, I'm going to borrow your money and use it to buy some gas and pay some bills here with. And if you would, I'm going to believe you to give me the rest of the money I need. And I'm going to believe you to give the money to me to pay you back too. How does that work? It doesn't. Why? Because you have no confidence. You know you're not putting God first. And so your faith is not there. But if you're in that case, how many understand what you got is not enough anyway? Come on now, y'all with me? What you got is not enough. You're going to have to believe God. There's going to have to be some more come in. Which way can you believe God the best? If you say, Lord, I'm going to take yours and use it, and I'm going to believe you to give me the rest I need, because that's not enough either, and I'm going to believe you to give me the money so I can pay you back too. Or if you take His portion right off the top, you come before the Lord and you say, Lord, you're my source. And you've never let me down and you never will. And I'm bringing this gladly and willingly, and I'm believing you to bring the rest in that I need. Do you have more confidence? We found that we did. And so we quit playing with it. And we committed to it. Like Jacob said, Jacob stood up there and said, he vowed a vow. He said, man, if you'll be my God, you'll take care of me, then I will surely bring all the tenth to you.
Amen.
And he did. Next thing you know, he's a rich man.
Hallelujah.
Well, it was about 20 years, but God brought him back. He's rich, rich, rich. Now notice this. People tell you, you know, well, tithing's just Old Testament. If Jesus told you to tithe, would you? I want to ask that real slow now. If Jesus told you you should tithe, what should you do? Let's read right here in the book of Luke, in the 11th chapter. Luke 11, verse 41. He said, give alms of such things as you have. Now that's talking about giving to the poor. That's another kind of offering. And behold, all things are clean to you. But woe to you, Pharisees, for you what? You tithe mint and rue and all manner of herbs, and you pass over the judgment and love of God. And you shouldn't have done that, because tithing is Old Testament and is passed away. Now tell me who's talking here.
Jesus.
This is Jesus. A lot of you got red letters there. Right?
Yes.
He said he's correcting them, but in the midst of this correction, he's bringing up something. They were tithing. He said, you're tithing. You tithe even off the smallest stuff. And did he say, there's no reason for you to be doing that?
No.
Because we're coming into the new covenant now, and all that's passed away. Did he imply anything like that? Did he?
No, sir.
No. We've already read from the other passage where he said, you should give to the government what belongs to the government, and you should give to God what belongs to God. Would you take that as a confirmation of tithing?
Yes.
You should. But it doesn't get any plainer than this. What did he say? These things what? Ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone. What things should you have done? Tithe. That's specifically what he said. Now listen to the New Living Translation. He said, you are careful to tithe even the tiniest part of your income. But you completely forgot about justice and the love of God. You should tithe. But you should not leave undone the more important things. Did you hear that now? What did Jesus say? You should. Who said it?
Jesus.
What did Jesus say?
Jesus.
Who said it?
Jesus.
What did he say?
You should tithe.
You should tithe. Now somebody said, well, that's not what the King James. Well, what did the King James say? You ought to have done it. That's a whole lot the same. Right? You should tithe. You ought to tithe. Who said it?
Jesus.
What did he say?
You ought to tithe.
Now this is becoming real plain now, isn't it?
Yes.
If you're still not sure, I'm wondering about you now. Well, I just still don't see. The real deal is money. That's the real deal. People are thinking, well, that's my money. Yeah, I know. That's always the deal. We're not asking for it either. And we won't ask for it. We won't bug you about it.
Amen.
And I won't pull out the giving records and try to figure out if you're tithing or not. Not tomorrow and not 30 years from now.
Amen.
Did you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Why? Because tithing is to the Lord.
Amen.
It's to the high priest.
Yes.
And if you don't, you won't. And you won't hear me harp about it every other Sunday.
That's right. Amen.
No. But if you want the blessing of the Lord...
Yes.
If you want the blessing of the tither,
yes.
If you want to honor God.
Yes.
I know when Phyllis and I made the stand. We made the decision. And we opened our God accounts. Anybody know what a God account is? It's an account that God's money goes into. You don't mix your money with it. And once that money goes in there, you cannot take money out of it and pay a bill. You cannot take money out of there and buy something for yourself or your kids. No, that's the Lord's money. It only goes to His things.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Tithe, the Holy Portion, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010. Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1102D. That's R1102D, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.